Welcome to FemWonk. I'm your host, Katie Davey. Today we chat with Kathy Simpson as an installation of our International Women's Day project. We talk to her about her organization Up and Go and getting more girls involved in STEM. If you want to follow along, we've posted an episode every single day this week, and our project will wrap up tomorrow on International Women's Day. Hope you enjoy.
Kathy, thank you so much for joining FemWonk tonight and sharing your experience with us. I'd just like to first start off by asking you to introduce yourself a bit further and also to introduce Up and Go.
Well, thanks for having me, Katie. My name is Kathy Simpson, and I'm 50 years old, very proud of just turning 50. And I have been working in the tech industry for 29 years, and all of those years in New Brunswick. And I have been a senior leader for a number of organizations and firms. And I am incredibly passionate about how do we get more women and girls joining STEM, so science, technology, engineering, and math careers, as well as how do we get more women and girls exploring entrepreneurship and leadership roles. So that's really what kind of is in the core of my bones of what gets me excited and out of bed in the morning to go to work. Right now, I'm the CEO of Tech Impact, and Tech Impact is a private sector-led organization focusing on how do we build the vibrant and growing Atlantic Canadian economy by using technology. So we're really focused on how do we get more people into the industry? How do we get more investments? How do we grow our businesses? And I've just joined that organization in the last 7 months, but as well, I have my own organization called Up and Go. And the tagline for my company is called Be Brave, Be You. And what Up and Go is about is exactly what my passion is around getting more women and girls into STEM. So I spend my time working on events and programs and thinking about what experiences and experiential learning opportunities can Up and Go create so we can get more girls seeing what the vast opportunities are if they go on to post-secondary education and study STEM.
Thanks so much for sharing that with us, Kathy. I can hear the passion in your voice when you talk about Up and Go. I think that that's so important. And I love that you've really found both, as you mentioned, kind of connected your passion to your purpose. I think that that's something that I am definitely striving for. I think that really what you just mentioned ties in so well with International Women's Day theme this year. So think equal, build smart, innovate for change. When I was thinking about this theme, I really went directly to getting just a more equal representation among all of our innovative sectors, really. Because again, when you don't have equal representation, it's hard to be able to think equal, build smart, and innovate for change. So sure. I'd really love your opinion on, and I guess your thoughts on the theme of International Women's Day this year and how that resonates with you. And again, how you see Up and Go embodying that message.
What happened, I found about 5 years ago, I realized that I had spent a long time, 24 years at that point, in the tech sector. And I was a vice president for a large technology company. And I realized that I had spent so much of my time in a vice president role with a lot of men. And I've worked with some amazing men, but it was often that I was absolutely the minority in the room when I walked in. That can be intimidating for a lot of women, and it was intimidating for me on many, many occasions. So when I think of balance for better, when I think about what I'm trying to do with Up and Go, is I think it's a beautiful theme because it is about how do we build on the power that gets created when you build confidence, when you build resilience, when you get girls thinking, be brave. You don't have to be perfect. It's brave, not perfect. It's fail more, learn more. It's being fearless. It's living bolder. and it is bringing your voice to the table. So when I think about Up and Go in this theme for International Women's Day for 2019, it is exactly the tagline that I've had for our company: be brave, be you. And the key is we need you at the table. And without you being more women at the table, then we aren't balancing our perspectives and our ideas. And boy, what a difference it makes when we're not at the table. So everything that I'm trying to do is to create an environment so more girls want to be at the table, so that they can realize that they are just as smart and we need them to be part of the conversation.
I wonder if you could follow up. You mentioned failure, and I remember actually hearing you speak recently, and you talked about how you really promote failure, kind of learning through what that looks like. I'd love if you could maybe speak a little bit to that.
It is one of my most favorite topics, to be honest. And right now I have a group of 24 high school girls going on in a 7-week program. We meet once a week for 2 hours. And we just did our lesson on failure. And it really is, for me, three components. The first component is we need to get used to the idea of failing, not because it's fun, necessarily, but it's a natural result of risk-taking. And if you're not risk-taking, you are not moving out of your comfort zone. Getting out of your comfort zone and getting more and more comfortable with that is one of the ways to build confidence. It happens to everyone that we fail. When you fail, you learn. And these lessons, they get imprinted onto your brain. And you really pay attention. What happens, Katie, is if failure isn't an option, then neither is taking risks. So when that fear of failure takes over, you really stop having that ability to think creatively and to grow. What it does is it holds us back, because we've been brought up, particularly girls, with this idea that we need to have perfection. We need to have the pretty girl, the nice girl, the good girl. And perfection really strangles bravery. It takes bravery to step outside of your comfort zone. So what I do when I'm working with high school girls is we put ourselves in these situations where we're messing up, where we're talking about them, we're sharing with other people. We do failure resumes so that we can really explore something we did that it just didn't go our way. And how do we recover from that? Because the more that you can talk about it with others, what happens is you realize, jeepers, other people mess up too. They have those exact same feelings as me. And if I'm trying to be perfect all the time, that's just making me feel anxious, and it doesn't allow you to really step out of your comfort zone. So last week I used a pencil, and we said, look at that pencil. And when you go to buy a pencil, every pencil has an eraser on it. And when you go to buy it, someone doesn't say, well, do you make mistakes? Well, if you make mistakes, you need a pencil with an eraser on it. But if you never make mistakes, then you can buy the pencil without the eraser on it. And I think that is a really cool metaphor to remind you about imperfection. No matter how smart you are, how strong you are, how practiced you are at something, you're going to make a mistake. You're not going to be perfect. And so erasers are on every pencil for a reason. So for me, it's really a critical skill for you to learn how to fail, how to be resilient, and how to pick yourself back up again.
And I think that's so transferable, like way past, again, just, you know, the mandate of getting girls involved in STEM. Like, I think of myself in high school, just exactly the kind of cohort you're describing there. And even now, like the idea of large scale failure kind of gives me butterflies almost. And yeah, I just love the message. I can think of myself and how valuable that message would have been for me as a young person, and even now. And I think the metaphor of the pencil, that's amazing. Because you would actually, if you get a pencil without an eraser, you're like, what is this?
And we don't allow ourselves to make a mistake or feel like we've stepped back a step, because it's like we have this expectation that we've put on ourselves and others can put on us as well. But we have this expectation that things are supposed to be a perfect way. And one of the things that we did last week was we had failure certificates. And, you know, on it, it says, you know, this lets you keep a messy room, fail a test, miss that goal, you know, or let in that goal, not make the drama team, not make, you know, the choir. This allows you to do all these things, and you're not going to make it all work, but you're still going to be this amazing young woman who has everything to look forward to. And don't define yourself just by something not going exactly as you expected. So, you know, I do these failure certificates so that they can really kind of see this is part of everyday life.
You know, I think of just, for me, I'm not very good at cooking and I don't really enjoy it. And I fail at cooking all the time. I recently overcooked Kraft dinner, which is like a hilarious thing to do. But that's, you know, that's failing and that's okay. And I think, yeah, kind of embodying those smaller scale, I guess, failures and learning opportunities could really help foster that creativity to be able to want to take more leaps and jumps.
It's so true. It's so true. Good for you. Yeah. You can, you know, I'm not a great cook either. And I'm a lot older than you. So it's all part of the process. Do not worry one little bit.
So I'd like to just pivot back to talking about STEM and the tech sector. You mentioned that you've been in the tech sector for a few years now. How, I guess, easy or difficult is it to have the conversations about getting more women involved and engaged in, again, a system that is obviously still very much predominantly male?
Well, you know, I had to do some of my own homework to understand the size of the gaps. And there's so much stats out there, and I'm not going to talk about the stats. Just let's leave with one figure, that women represent about 25% of today's workforce in STEM. And so part of what my belief is, and why I'm so passionate about this being a key piece of what Up and Go is about. One, we need to get more girls in the game. So being able to see what these opportunities are, and they need to see other women playing these roles and seeing what their careers are. So we've got to fill the pipeline. They're not seeing it. So we've had so many male role models, but girls also want to see female role models. So part of what, to embrace the balance for better, you know, in the path to doing that, you have to make people more aware that there is a real challenge that exists. And a lot of people aren't aware of the size of the challenge. So we need to make more people aware of what the challenge is. The other thing, Katie, is that there's problems with the workforce environment. So as we have more and more women joining the industry, we need them to stay. So retention is key. So we've got to look at company cultures. We've got to look at, are there women who are advancing to middle management? Is it friendly for families and a family environment? And so it's not this one kind of easy path for this to grow. It's going to take a number of steps. But what gives me a lot of encouragement and hope is that they're not impossible steps. And if more and more that we expose girls when they're in middle school and high school, and whether that be to hands-on technical skill development and training, helping them better understand what courses they need to take in high school so that they can go on to post-secondary education, seeing careers, networking, mentoring, having conferences, all of these components, they help so that not only the girls see it, but their parents see it and their guidance counselors see it, and then other people who work in STEM see it. So I implore women leaders in STEM, in entrepreneurship, people who have leadership roles, to really get engaged, to try and help, to give back. And what I have found is whenever I ask a woman to come in one of my up and go step up sessions, or if I'm having an event, like we had an event for the women and girls in science a couple of weeks ago, and I asked a half a dozen women to come and speak, everyone always says yes, because they say, we want to get more girls studying in this space too. We want to network more too. So it is a process. I know it's going to take time, but there are things that we can do here in New Brunswick and in Atlantic Canada to have an impact. And that's what my organization is all about.
I love that you mentioned that it's not kind of one solution, and you know, it can't just be about getting more young women to apply to STEM post-secondary degrees, like, because again, you mentioned the retention rate, the workplace environment, exposing folks earlier. I think it's so important when we talk about these very complex issues and systems that, yeah, we recognize that there are many points, kind of many pain points, I guess, and that, yeah, like you mentioned, there are steps that we can take, but there, again, are multiple entry points, and we can be doing things on all fronts to help move forward, really.
That's exactly it. And, you know, back when I started working in the 1990s, you know, we always, when we were working on marketing programs, we always thought, okay, you have to start with creating awareness. And awareness leads to people who want to get engaged and want to get better educated. And then after they're educated and they start to really grasp a topic or something that we're trying to sell them and get them involved in, you need to inspire them. And when someone gets inspired, they start to act. It gets in their blood. It gets in their brain, it gets in their DNA. And I am finding, as I am out talking to private sector organizations to sponsor and support some of my programs, as I'm out talking to post-secondary education training and labor, the government of New Brunswick and others about why we need to get more experiential learning for girls in this space, I'm seeing light bulbs go on, and I'm seeing people say, yeah, that could make a difference. I'd like to be involved in that. How can we participate? Do we need to bring some people who are big supporters and women who are leaders in this space? Do you want to have a tour of our facility so they can see all the cool things that we're doing? Should we be doing something interesting at the college so that we can have a day and girls can come and tour and we'll make it a real girl event? And all of those things, it's just one thing at a time. It's just one step at a time. And I'm really encouraged that, because it is so many things that we need to do, that we're going to have enough real champions here to move this agenda forward at a faster pace than we are right now, because, you know, what we're doing now isn't working. We're not moving the yardstick fast enough. So we know we've got to do better, and we can do better.
I think that that's an important thing to consider when we talk about International Women's Day, because again, it's one day a year, March 8th. So we should be having that conversation about how can we continue this momentum that we create leading up to and on the day of, to really help amplify, facilitate, and accelerate change for the whole year and beyond. I think that that's really something that is important, and I hope that folks will embrace this year moving forward.
I think you're absolutely right, because change doesn't happen in one day.
It certainly doesn't. It would be too easy. Nobody would want to do it.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
Kathy, I just want to finish up by asking if there are any special projects or things that we can look for and help support this year with Up and Go.
Well, I'm really excited about a conference that's coming up in Fredericton on March 23rd. It's called Girls STEM Up. And it's being organized by some incredible young women students at UMB who are in the STEM faculties. I'm thrilled that I'm working with them as a mentor to help them. And I will be there. I will be delivering a speech and having time in front of the audience, as well as talking about more of the programs that I've got underway. And I'm hoping that as the year progresses, I'll be able to be expanding the number of programs that I'm offering on a regular basis for Up and Go, so that it's becoming more and more prevalent throughout the province. So that's what that's my big idea of what I'm working on. And I'm really excited about this conference coming up on March 23rd in Fredericton. It's for high school girls and university girls. And we'll be doing recruiting the tech industry. So Tech Impact is a big sponsor, and there'll be tech companies there. There'll be science organizations there, engineering firms there, really talking about the opportunities in New Brunswick. So I'm really excited and hoping that this is a bit of a ignition or a big opportunity for us to get some girls really excited about STEM and entrepreneurship and leadership.
I've seen the promo for that conference, and it looks like it's going to be such a great time. So I'm also excited to follow up and see how that goes. And I'm really excited to see how Up and Go progresses this year and to follow along with the initiatives. I think it's such an amazing organization that you've created, and I'm so excited to continue to engage and watch the organization really grow and impact so many folks.
Well, thanks, Katie, and I'm thrilled for you, and I hope you have a great week meeting some new and really interesting women as part of this campaign.
Thank you so much, Kathy.